So last night around 7 o'clock, I get this phone call from Pastor Matt that says, I'm going out of town and I got to go save Anna. You're preaching. And I said, okay. And so we had been talking a little bit. And so what he's going to be doing is he's going to be starting a series this week on going through the Bible and studying the Word of God. And so this week, what I wanted to kind of do was set the stage for that and talk to us about what it looks like to actually study the Bible. Because it's really easy to say study the Bible, and it's another thing to actually study the Bible. And then it's a completely different thing to have that studying change your life and transform your life. So what I wanted to do this morning is I just wanted to kind of walk us through some very basic things, nothing really deep, nothing really hard. If you've been in the church for more than 3 years, you probably have heard most of the stuff I'm going to say. But the reason that I want to share this with us is because I think it's really easy for us to get into a routine of just going to church, singing to God, and then going on our week and not having anything else during the week that really transforms us or connects us with God. Human beings are creatures of habit, so we do the same thing. I don't know if this sounds like you or not, but I wake up around the same time every day. Human beings tend to do the same things when they wake up. Some of us go right to the bathroom. Some of us open our Bible. Some of us go get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever it is you like to drink, an energy drink. Some of us just go straight to our cell phones and start looking at social media. Some of us wake up and go, where am I, and have no clue what's going on. And then there's some people who get dressed right away, which is really weird to me that you get out of bed and get dressed before you wake up. That's just weird, but okay, if that's you, God loves you, and that's great. But we all have a routine. If you don't believe me, let's go this way. Do you put your socks on first together, or do you put them on one at a time and then put the shoe on? See, some people, I guarantee you, you do it the same way every time. If you tie your shoes, you tie your shoes the same way every time. Because we're creatures of habit, and the same is true when we study God's Word. When we study God's Word, if we study it poorly, or we study it without any plan in place, then we tend to get frustrated, and we tend not to get as much as we can out of it. When I was in high school, I was in the bands, and our band teacher would drill this one phrase into our heads every single day, and it went something like this. Practice makes, and everybody always said, perfect. And he would say, wrong. He said, practice makes permanent. If you practice the wrong way, you will always do it the wrong way. And I've found, after I've gotten out of high school and I've become an adult and I've kind of matured a little bit, I've learned that what he said, there's a lot of truth to that. Because if I do something and I do it the wrong way, I will always do it the wrong way until I stop and retrain myself to do it the right way. The same is true for when we study God's Word. The same is true for when we come to church. The same is true for when we go to Bible studies, or when we go to small groups, or when we go to the store, or when we drive our car. In fact, if you drive your car the wrong way, you will always drive it the wrong way until something really bad happens, and then you go, I need to change the way I do that. The goal of studying God's Word is not how much you can get done. See, I went to Bible school, and that was the one thing that I was super excited about, is that I get to read God's Word, and I'm going to read the Bible like 8 times in 1 year, and I'm going to be able to like have bragging rights that I read God's Word 8 times, and I'm super cool. And what I learned was the amount that I did not matter. If I got nothing out of the Bible that I read 8 times, it was pointless. It was a waste of my time. It was a waste of my energy. And I think so many people today don't read their Bibles because they get frustrated and they get confused and they don't understand what it's saying, or they don't like what it's saying. And so then they stop reading the Bible. In 2018, there was a study done by the Center for Bible Engagement. And one of the things that they do is they like to study how many people read the Bible, how much they read, how often do they read it, why do they read it, what do they get out of it, do they do it by themselves, do they do it with groups of people. And this is what they came up with. If you are not reading your Bible 4 or more times a week, you will make no significant choices or changes different than someone who does not read their Bible at all. I'm going to read that again for you. If you are not reading your Bible 4 or more times a week, you will make no significant choices or changes that are different than someone who does not read their Bible. Now, I'm not going to ask you to embarrass yourselves, but I want you to think about that. Do you read your Bible 4 times a week or more? And then let's add a little complication into that, and let's take Sunday morning when we're in church. Let's take that out of the equation. You can't count that. So now do you read your Bible 4 or more times a week, not counting Sunday mornings? Something to be thinking about. Because that study continues to go on, and this is what they say. They say that if you read your Bible 4 times or more, your propensity for pornography goes down 61%. Your propensity for substance abuse goes down 57%. The propensity for gambling goes down 74%. And then obesity goes down 20%. So I'm going to just say this right now. If you want to lose weight in 2021, just read your Bible. And that's what the study said. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but that's what the study says. Reading your Bible clearly changes the way you think about things, the way you think about your neighbors, the way you think about your coworkers, the way you handle frustrations when they come, the way that you respond to somebody when they are yelling or screaming or being rude or whatever it is they're doing to you. As I was going through this, I'm thinking to myself, why do we not read our Bible? Because we can all say we've heard you're supposed to read your Bible, but why do we not read it? Because I have to admit, there have been times, there have been seasons in my life where I have just not read the Bible. I've been so busy with life, I've been so busy doing my thing, I don't read the Bible. But I know that if I do, my life is better. So why do people not read their Bibles? Has anybody got any ideas? This is where you can interact with me for a minute. It's okay. What do we think? Why do people not read their Bibles? Just say it really loud so everyone can hear you. We're too busy. Right, we're way too busy. I have too much stuff going on. I can't read my Bible. I hear that all the time for a lot of different things. And we have so many distractions and so many things going on around us. That's good. And what else? We're too tired. You know, I've been working so much. I'm so busy all the time that I just don't have the time anymore to sit and do that. In fact, when I do start to read my Bible, I fall asleep in the chair. And then I wake up and go, amen, like I was praying or something because somebody was in there watching me. And don't say you haven't done that because we've all done it, okay? Being tired is a common excuse for why we don't read our Bibles. What else? How about it's hard to understand? When I read it, I get confused. I get a headache when I'm trying to read it. Or here's some other ones I wrote down. Fear. The Bible requires me from God's word to change the way I'm living, and I don't want to change the way I'm living. I like my life the way it is. It's boring. That's true if you don't know how to study God's word. And then this is the one that really got me when I started really entering Bible school and doing that. It's going to make me weird. Like, I'm going to become one of those weird guys who it's all about the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, and I'm going to know nothing about anything else in the world. I'm not going to know anything about politics or football or sport or ladies' makeup or what that girl's name is or what that guy's name is or any of those things, because I'm going to be so focused on God's word, it's going to consume everything about me, and I'm just going to become that weird Christian person. And because I don't want to change who I am, I don't want to be that weird person, so I'm just going to, like, put it over there and not touch it. The rest of this morning, I want to give you some tools to help you study the Bible. There are multiple ways to study the Bible. These are not the only ways. These are just some tools to help you. In fact, I say these are tools, not rules, because if we say they're rules, then A, we don't want to do them. And secondly, then we feel like we have to follow it, like, exactly. And these are just tools to help us. It's just like if you're going to get from here to your house, we're going to get in a car. Most of us are going to get in a car, and we're going to commute in the car to our house. The car is a tool to help us get there. So the things we're going to talk about this morning are tools to help us study God's word. The first thing is, if you have paper and you want to take notes, you could write these down. The first one is set a daily appointment. I don't know about you, but you say you're really busy and life is crazy and I just don't have the time to do it. Well, schedule time to be in God's word. I guarantee you, you make time for dinner or breakfast or lunch or your Mountain Dew stop or whatever it is you're doing, but you make time for that. So we can schedule in our daily routine time to read God's word. Does anybody have any idea how long each day you would have to read the Bible if you read at an average speed? How long it would take you each day to read the Bible to get through the Bible in 1 year? Like, how much time every day would you have to put into it to be able to read the whole Bible in 1 year? Anybody have any idea? If you read it at average speed, 15 to 20 minutes a day, if you read your Bible, you will get through the entire Bible in 1 year. Those of us that work, we probably drive 20 minutes to work. So what do you listen to when you're in your car going to work? Or what do you listen to when you're in the car going to the store? Or what do you listen to when you're at home and there's nothing on TV? Yeah, it's great to listen to talk radio and hear all the politics stuff and all the stuff that's going on and knowing what's happening in the world. That's great. It's great to be able to know what sports team is winning or how the stock market's doing or to know any of those things in the community that's happening. But none of those things compare to when you read God's word every day. 15 to 20 minutes a day, you can read through the entire Bible. Some interesting statistics that I found. I said, how many men read each day and how many women read each day? And then I said, how many books do men read on average a year? And how many books do women read on average a year? And here's what I found out. I found out that the average male reads, and I don't quite understand how you do this, but they read less than one book a year. One entire book. they read less than that book. So you're telling me they couldn't read Green Eggs and Ham, which is like 10 pages in a year. The average male doesn't read one book a year. The average female, the average woman reads less than 4 books a year. Good job, ladies. You're reading more than the men. Woohoo! But you still read less than 4 books a year. By the way, if you read the Bible, you'll have read 66 books in a year for 15 to 20 minutes a day. Like, we can just blow that statistic out of the water if we all just did that. What would it look like if you read your Bible for 15 minutes a day? My passion is young people, so I'm going to speak to the young people that are here for a second. If you read your Bible for 15 minutes every single day, by the time you're 80, imagine how much knowledge you would have of God's Word. Like, if you just sit there for 15 minutes and you listen to God's Word or you read God's Word, imagine how much of God's Word would be inside of you by the time you're like 60, 70, 80 years old. It completely changes the way that we think about God's Word if we think about it that way. 15 minutes a day for the rest of our lives. That's like one can of Mountain Dew. Or that's one cup of coffee. Or that's like making a pot of coffee for the adults. There is a pastor who is fairly well known. He's semi-controversial. And his name's Mark Driscoll. And if you don't know who he is, that's fine. But he has this philosophy with his family. And his philosophy is this. I'm going to take opportunities throughout the day to drop God's word into my kids' lives. So one of the ways that he did that is he would take at dinner every night, he would take and he would have a Bible sitting at the table. And he would read one or two lines from that Bible, and then he would just ask them, what did they hear? What did they talk about? What did it tell us about God? What did it tell us about humanity? What did it tell us about God's word? What does it tell us about who God is? And he did that. He made an appointment to just drip God's word into their lives. Now, he admits that they didn't do this every single night because there were nights that his sons wanted to talk about football, or they wanted to talk about something that happened at school, or they wanted to talk about some date they were going to go on, or whatever it was they were going to talk about. But he said, the opportunity over my child's growing up years in my home, I dripped God's word into their lives by just reading God's word with them. Kind of interesting. There are lots of ways for us to study the Bible. A lot of times we think we have to, come on books. We have to grab a bunch of resources, use them. In order to study God's word, I have to go and have to spend a bunch of money and have to buy all these tools to help me. I got to go buy a concordance. I got to go buy a dictionary. I got to go buy some person's commentary on the Bible. Then I got to go buy all these other resources to help me. And then I just don't have the money to buy all this stuff. And if you want to know how much this stuff costs, talk to my wife, because I have like crates full of books and resources for studying the Bible at my house that I can't even use because my house is not that big and I just have way too many books for that. And how much money's been dropped on that is a lot. But this oftentimes is a reality for people that it's just too much. I can't do it. So I want to tell you one simple thing. There are resources and tools to help you. Yeah, I know. It seems kind of weird to say it that way, but it's true. One method that you can use is your phone. Yes, the phone is distracting. Yes, we use it and it gets us off track. But if you're somebody who likes to use your phone, there's this thing called the YouVersion app. You can download that app. It's one of the most popular Bible apps that are out. It's been downloaded onto people's phones thousands and thousands of times. And this app is so cool, it'll actually read the Bible to you. So you don't even have to read it on your phone. You can just listen to it. By the way, if you want to use it while you're driving down the road, you can listen to the Bible being read to you and get your 40 minutes of Bible right there, just listening to an app on your phone. The app also, this app doesn't just stop there. This app also goes into devotionals. So if you want to get a devotional that helps you to walk through a certain book or a certain theme or a certain idea. So like if you want to study the names of God, there are devotions on that app for you to do that. If you want to study who are famous people of the Bible, you can do that. If you want to study how does God want me to handle my money, you can get an app on that. You can do all that. If you want to know how to handle, like how to vote and how to do that, there are devotionals on that kind of stuff too. Whatever interests you, that app has something to help you to be in God's Word and study it. Great resource if you want to do it that way. But what about if I don't want to use my phone because I don't like phones? And they're just complicated, and I get confused, and I hit the wrong button, and all these things. My phone dies on me. You can use email. Yes, I know this is like really, I'm talking like the young people are going, you're kidding me, right? But yes, you can use the email, and you can subscribe to different people's newsletters. And a lot of famous pastors will send you a daily devotional. Some of them do it 5 days a week. Some do it six. Some do it three. They all do it at different increments. But they will email you on those days a devotional to help you be in God's Word on that day. There are also some really cool devotionals if you are like, that's just too much for me. And you're like, I'm going to beat the statistic and I'm going to read more books. You can go and you can buy books. In fact, this year, just because I want to show you how crazy this devotional world can get, you can find a devotional on anything, and I can prove it. Because this year, for Christmas, I bought my wife a devotional. Anybody that knows her knows she likes Disney. She's crazy about Disney, okay? And so I found a devotional book that is basically walking her through the Disneyland park using God's Word and doing devotionals that way. Yes, that's true. True story, true statement. Go check it out. It's there. Okay? If you are a teacher and you want to have a devotional book that is geared towards you, there is a book that I also got her. I can give you the name for it later. But that is geared for teachers in their school year to help them be in a devotional every morning before their students show up. They have them for construction workers. They have them for mechanics. They have them for lawyers. They have them for all different careers. They have them for retired people. They have them for the tea drinkers and the coffee drinkers and all those different things. You can find a devotional on anything. If you can't find it, you can come ask me and I will find it for you. Because there's no reason at this point in our society that we should never be able to study God's Word because we don't have the resources to help us. They're just all out there. There's so many of them. The other one that I wanted to share with you is really, really simple. Because to study God's Word, you need God's Word. Right? So we'd have a Bible because we believe that the Bible is God's word to us to help us to know his plan and his desire for our lives. In the very back of your Bible, there's this thing called a concordance. And what that is if you want to know what God thinks about, because we're in COVID-19 era right now, and you want to know what God thinks about plagues or diseases or any of those kinds of things, you look those words up in that concordance, and it will give you lists of verses that talk about that. And then you can go to that verse and you can read that section of the Bible and you can start to see what God says about that specific thing that you looked up. You don't have to go buy some big, huge book to do that. It's in your Bible. There's no reason for us to not be studying our Bibles. I don't want you to get discouraged because you don't study your Bible right now. That's not what this is about. This is about you being able to say, okay, this is where I'm at, and I want tools, and I want resources, and I want to be able to be here by next year. And then in 2022, I want to be here. And then by 2029, I want to be here. Okay? And we're going to gradually move closer to God and grow spiritually over time. This is not going to be I know everything about the Bible. In fact, I would say if you're going into it with that attitude, you're probably not going to get anything out of it, and you're going to get frustrated, and you're going to be one of the statistics of people who don't read their Bibles at all and don't make any changes or decisions any different than anybody that doesn't read their Bible. Reading God's Word can be encouraging and it can be fun. You can do this as a couple. You can both read the same section of the Bible separately on your own and then come back and talk about it. You can do this in a small group where you go to the small group and they read a section and they answer questions and they talk about it and they share their perspective. You can do this with friends at work. You can do this with friends at school. By the way, with that, the school cannot stop you from bringing a Bible to school. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't take your Bible to school. You can't use it during class while they're teaching, but during your time, you can use your Bible. Don't let them tell you you can't. The truth of the matter is you have enough time to read God's Word. There's no reason none of us should be struggling to read God's Word. Oh, I don't like to read. Well, listen to it. Well, I'm deaf. Well, then have somebody else read it to you and help you understand it. Oh, well, I just don't have a Bible in a version or a translation that makes sense to me. Well, guess what? Get one that does, or talk to the church that you go to, or talk to us, and we can get you one that actually makes sense. But there's no reason for us not to be reading our Bibles. I'm going to read the statistic to you again, because I find this statistic to be just amazing. If you are not reading your Bible 4 or more times a week, you will make no significant choices or changes different than someone who does not read the Bible. If we're going to be people who serve God, love God, honor God, we got to be close to God. And the way that we communicate and we're close with God is by reading His Word. And so I would encourage you to do that. I would encourage you to find your method of doing that. And everybody's going to be different. No two people will do it exactly the same. If you are interested, you can find me on Facebook and we can do a Bible reading thing where we read an Old Testament passage and a New Testament passage every day, and we read through the Bible in a year. I've done that with some other people in the community and it's been a great time, but it's also been challenging as well. So just there's options for you. So I know that if we're going to take our faith seriously, if we're going to live out the life that God has called us to, part of that means we're reading our Bibles. Okay, does that make sense? I'm going to pray, and then we will have the worship team come up, and we will close out our service that way. Father God, we just thank you for today, and we thank you for your love for us and your commitment to be in a relationship with us. And so we ask that you would forgive us when we make excuses, but we also ask that you would help guide us and direct us and show us the tools that we need to help us to understand your word and to grow closer to you. We love you, and we give this week to you in Jesus' name. Amen.